Here again at the Hereford Genetic Summit in Springfield, Missouri, on the campus of Missouri State University, and Randy Block, CEO of Cattleflax, just got done sharing with us some of the economic drivers of the beef industry. And we'll talk about generically the beef industry, but then really hit home when it comes to Hereford producers. First off, you kind of shared with us a recap in the last couple of years when it comes to economics in the beef industry. Share with us.
Well, obviously, we're in a much better time now. We're seeing improved moisture across so many of our grazing lands, the third best grazing conditions we've had across the United States in the last 20 years. And obviously, with record prices, we've got green grass and lower feed costs. We're enjoying some profitability in the industry that's been hard to come by for quite some time. So good opportunity for producers to retire some debt, to look to expand the nation's cow herd and increase our output over the next several years.
Well, as we are finally caught up with some of the detriments we've gone through over the past couple of years, you said that our cow herd numbers are expanding rapidly, and you see that to continue to do so. What do you contribute that to?
Well, it's all profitability in green grass. We haven't had those things lined up, and people see an opportunity to expand, to take advantage of improved grazing conditions. Remember, we've had so many of our ranches that have been understocked. They've been understocked for 5 years because of the drought situation. So when I say rapid, what I mean by that is the cow herd's not going to grow that much by January 1 of 2015. It'll only be up 300,000 head, but the trend has changed. Instead of declining like we've declined for most of the last 20 years, we will finally see an uptick.
Instead of chasing the trends that we've seen in the beef industry, how can the Hereford breed stay on top of it and compete?
Well, I think this conference is a perfect example. We all have to make decisions based on data and good information. And what an opportunity to come in here and to look at the data, to look at consumer trends, look at production trends, look at carcass merit data, the whole nine yards, and to see what's happening not only in the U.S. but around the globe. That's what gives us the insight to make the correct decisions to start to change an industry and move a breed association in a more precise manner going forward. So I think these kind of conferences, you can't do enough of them. This is where it really all starts, and we all have to be data-driven in our decisions.
Talking about data, you said the U.S. is the number one beef producer, number one country in the world. How do we stay with that, and what does that mean for us as producers?
Well, we have to respond to economic signals when we get them. If we're going to be the number one beef producer on the planet, we're going to have to respond and grow the herd here over the next several years, because quite honestly, we're harvesting 5 million fewer fed cattle in 2014 than we were just back in 2000. So that's a significant decline. We need to respond. Our competition is going to increase their output. So the relationship of beef, pork, and poultry together, that's what the choices that consumers are going to have. And in order for us to maintain a competitive situation with other proteins, we have to increase our output.
How do we stay caught up with the international demands and be competitive when it comes to exports of beef?
Well, the international demand is dynamic. It's a big deal. It adds $350 a head to the value of every animal in our system. So it's a very real demand. The U.S. produces a very unique product for the global market. We're one of the few high-quality fed beef markets. So even though Brazil is a large exporter and Australia, et cetera, they produce a different beef product than what we do. So we need to focus on what we're good at. I think if we do that, we'll win over plenty of consumers around the world.
That's easy. Focus on what we're good at. Once again, talking with Randy Block, Cattleflax CEO here at the Hereford Genetic Summit, I'm Jamie Johansson.